I'm talking with Guillaume Curie, who is the, I hope I'm saying that correctly, who is the director of La Galerie Nationale, located in Al Circle Avenue, a fantastic new gallery, recently opened earlier this year, showcasing design pieces from the around the 1930s and 1970s, specialising in original, discontinued art and vintage work. Welcome to you once again, Guillaume. I think this is really exciting that you are open, that you're here, and that there is a business here for design furniture. And it's something I particularly enjoy as well and like. And I'm wondering, have you been looking at any of the designers from this part of the world? Actually, no, that was going to be my second. What I'd like to know, first of all, sorry, is where do you source mostly your pieces from? And secondly, are you looking at any of the designers from this part of the world? Is there a design productivity market here in this here at all? Or is it predominantly from Europe that you source your pieces still? You're finding, where do you actually find the pieces? Is it mainly from European designers?
Yeah. It should be a very, very, very long answer.
Oh.
Because
okay.
If you want, we have to talk about all the history of the design. But the birthplace of the design, of course, is Europe. And when we are talking the story, the birthplace of the design is Europe, historically. Simple, but in America we have a very nice also designer. In Japan we have a new designer. Okay, so now, and the first customer, the first collector, the first connoisseur were in Europe and in America. So you have to pick up and to find these pieces in Europe, in Italy, in UK, in Belgium, in France, of course, in Germany, and sometimes in America. So there is a logical. Here we have right now the opportunity to find pieces. But if you know the history of the design, you know the biggest and the most famous designer of the second part of the 20th century work a lot here in the 40s and 50s and 60s. When I say a lot, this is a lot. They have their own workshop here. They have they make the training, and they have a very, very good team to realize, particularly for this market item. So sometimes we are dreaming and we hope to find some pieces from the designer, European designer, but done exclusively for the Middle East market. And we are looking for it. We are looking for it. And, you know, to find a piece, there is no wool. There is no wool. We don't know. The people, when they come in the gallery, they can imagine the history of a piece. For example, I have a set of four armchairs and one table in the gallery. It's five pieces. When you are coming in the gallery, it's very simple. Perfect, Guillaume, you have a table with five armchairs. So simple. Can you imagine, when I found the first one, I found the last one 7 years later.
Wow.
I found the first one in Paris. Okay. It was an accident. The second one in Belgium, another accident. I didn't find the third piece for three years, any news.
It's like a treasure hunt almost.
Any news. So, and slowly, by accident, by network, because everybody knows me and knows I have the two first, I recreate the setup in 7 years. Can you imagine? And after, when I have the five pieces, I say, okay, now I have to restore it. And to explain you how we are serious and we are respect the customer, the collector and the connoisseur, we spend 1 year more to find the original a fabric for the renovation, and we found it 1 year later by a stupid opportunity, very funny. I have no time to talk about that here, in Sweden. So can you imagine, it's 8 years to have just five
Incredible.
Pieces in the gallery,
right?
A piece from 1966. So can you imagine, to find the textile, to find one pieces plus two pieces plus etc. But it's a big pleasure for us.
Do you think that craftsmanship, that, you know, that intricacy, that just bespoke, beautiful design work is just lost now? I mean, is it become? Does it exist anymore these days, as far as design is concerned? does.
I think. Yeah. I think, and it will be better and better with the time. Yeah, really.
Has technology assisted that, or it's difficult to say.
I don't like to talk about the technology or that, but I think it will be different. I think it will be different. I think we are talking a specific period, because the technology will change everything for a long time.
Yeah.
For a long time. You know that, like I say, when you have a good idea, now the good idea is 20,000 item. This is different. At this period, when you have a good idea, you have a good idea, and it was finished, and you produce it. It was very rare to have 2, 3, 4, 5, sure. 10 yeah. items.
Mass-produced items.
Yeah, it was on your master. Now, with the technology, with the designer, are not lucky, because to be sure to be produced, in the first time, you have to make a business plan. They have to see financial people. You have to make race, to find the good factory, to et cetera, et cetera. I say, oh, mama, where is the design? Where is the soul of the item when we are talking about business first and design then? You know, where I talk about Mr. Jean Wyer, famous designer. He created a company. He set up a company seven times, because he failed seven times, but it was not important for him. The technology was not important. The business plan was not important. The first, what was important for him, it was to create the piece, and the customer was happy. So it's a different,
different approach. Nice, wouldn't it? There just seems to be much less beauty, I think, in the what's designed and what's made these days. I'm talking very generally here, of course. When you look at some of these pieces, they're just exquisite. I think just the detail, the attention to detail, the materials used. I suppose that's the problem with mass-produced items, with everything, isn't it, these days? You lose something special. You lose that sort of passion and that beauty and that detail, unfortunately.
Yeah, mass product is not a problem.
It's
a reality. Yeah. I talk about the chair of
Philip Starck.
But I can talk also about the chair of Mr. Hermes. Everybody knows the chair of Charles Hermes and Alain Gray. The production never stop. So it's very interesting. The design, it's amazing. There is no problem about that. But for us in the gallery, we have no interest to get it, because it's easy to get one. You're going in the shop, in the bookshop, Herman Miller, and you say, okay, I want 1,000 share. That's perfect. But there is no reason to get this kind of item in the gallery, except if we found the first one, the second one,
exactly.
Or the third one in perfect stage. Because these pieces, that's what I said, are the soul and the spirit of the designer, or the one of the spool of the mass market. Yeah. But it's a very interesting. I like that, but this is the best way to have design in your house.
Yes, very true.
For a normal price, for a price,
yeah,
and that this is accessibility. I must market it's the same, accessibility
yeah,
of the design
it's the same
to everybody.
With fashion.
It's a good step. To I like the people who like the design, but this is a step to the when I started, it was the same. The first item I bought, it was a cheap one, a normal one, but I like it. The second one, I like it, and slowly, I get my first collection, and after the second collection, and I sell, and I bought, and slowly, we can progress in this kind of on this kind of market.
We're over time, Guillaume, but I just want to ask this final question. We must go to the news, so very, very quickly, if you can. What is your object of desire?
The object is like it's a topist.
But no, what would be the piece, the single piece of furniture or design that you would like to have?
Me?
You, yes.
Never. I have no talent.
There isn't.
I have no talent. Some people say I'm an expert. This is the only talent I have. No.
So you don't think that? Is there any one piece that you'd like to have for yourself?
For myself, I for myself, I have a specific shirt I liked. plus a second a table I would like, plus a desk I would like,
okay.
plus the painting I would like, plus the light I would like, and after I would like the house. Yeah, so I would like the armchair designed by Louis Duro, plus the table design by Mr. Alexandrini, plus the sofa designed by Mr. Yeah. Le Corbusier, plus the storage designed by Mrs. Perrion, in a house designed by George Nelson. One piece, it's impossible. It's okay. Impossible. It's impossible. It's impossible. Alas, I would like to have the piece. I would like the piece.
The ultimate. The,
you know, for collector, for connoisseur, the piece we would like to have is always the next one. It's sure. Always the next
yeah,
one.
The next search, isn't it?
We have our Everest. I know the piece I would like to have, but when I will get it, I would like another
the next one.
this is a problem of the collector, not yeah. especially in the art furniture. This is a problem of all collectors, watchers, painting, photographer, or paint in the world.
Guillaume, it's been absolutely wonderful to talk to you. I'm so conscious of time. We are over time, and I do apologise, but never mind. I hope you'll come back and talk to us again about
please,
some more
please,
of your
please,
pieces.
It was a pleasure.
It's been wonderful to talk to you this afternoon. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
The best.
And I hope to see you soon.
Guillaume Curie, who is the director of La Galerie Nationale, located in Alsacal Avenue. Do head down there and have a look. If you want to check out their website as well, please do so. www.galerie-nationale.ae.